Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Sean Jammy, the Chief Operating Officer at CAP, which is the Community Active Protection. Good afternoon.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Sean. Sean, we'd like to chat about CAP's mandate, particularly in a crash accident where police, SAP are not present, JPD are not present, but CAP is first on the scene. So what is CAP entitled to do?
I mean, it's interesting you use the word mandate. I mean, we have no mandate other than that of concerned citizens. And I think we act as such. Obviously, we have access to certain tools that not everybody would have. And because of our presence, I think, as you correctly say, we're on scene quickly. Mm. But really, you know, our formal mandate as such is really that which you or I would have when we're driving to or from work.
So saying that, Kathy had an incident the other night going home where she came across an accident and police were not there. And for a number of hours, there were three vehicles involved and police were nowhere to be found. The two local JMPD cars were at
a parade.
And
they'd been called by the tow trucks. They had been called by CAP. CAP kept coming back.
Yep.
And it was from 2:30 in the afternoon. I'm sure you know, but you're aware of it, Sean.
Sure.
2:30 in the afternoon until I got there about 6:30. Yeah.
So for 4 hours. So, I mean, in that instance, let's say someone was injured. Someone needed assistance. What would have happened?
So what we do, you know, CAP, and I think, you've had many of us have been unfortunate enough to have first-hand experience of this. We will get to scene. We'll immediately assess if there are any injuries. We're lucky enough to have access to great medical support, either Hatsola, if it's within the area that Hatsola covers, or organizations like MediResponse with whom we contract. We also have recently made a connection with an organization called FireOps, which is a private firefighting and rescue service, which we're going to be talking more about at a later stage, who we can summon to scene if, God forbid, some sort of intervention in that respect is needed. So once we've made, you know, those initial assessments and dispatched emergency resources as appropriate, then it's a question of making sure that the scene is safe, diverting traffic if needs be, making sure that the people are physically safe from any criminal threat. Obviously, that's our core competency, the work mm-hmm. that we do every day. And then, as Kathy said, you know, getting hold of SAPS and JMPD. SAPS is somewhat more responsive, and waiting on scene if possible for the authorities to get there, and then handing over formally to them, you know, giving them a brief on what happened there, and saying, well, it's your scene now, you guys will take over.
So Sean, it's interesting, we've been meeting with councillors over the past 2 weeks, councillors, stakeholders, service providers to the city of Johannesburg, because we really believe that it's going to take South Africans to fix what is wrong in our country and not politicians. And yesterday we were speaking to the spokesperson for the JMPD to find out what actually happened. He couldn't answer us, but he said, you know, one of the things that I actually asked him, I said, you know, would it be worthwhile having a partnership between JMPD and local crime fighting organizations such as CAP or the CSO or whoever it is, and actually deputize and train those officers in traffic management and the law and all of these different things. So in a situation like that, we actually have privatized traffic services, a privatized version of the JMPD. And he's very open to it. He said that they would welcome it.
Yeah.
You're not sounding so keen, Sean.
Yes. No. So as much as the operational framework exists, and we'd love it. I mean, there's so many bylaw issues, not just traffic.
Let's
everything
do it.
Litter is one of my personal bugbears, and I'd love to be able to say to someone, hey, you pick that piece of litter up and put it where it belongs.
Well, the thing is, it has to be clean first, because otherwise you're not going to see the litter amongst all the other schmutz.
Exactly. But the legal framework has to exist. So it's all very well for someone to say, hey, great idea, we'll see what we can do. But we're talking about laws here. We're not talking about you know some sort of process that needs to be enacted. Okay, legally, what rights does a security officer have? Okay, what can they do legally, and what can't they do legally? Okay, and I think that's the framework. You know, I'm a big believer in the rule of law, and as I believe everyone should be. And it's all very well to say, yes, it would be very convenient if, you know, Joe Soap, Mr. Security Officer, Joe Public, a very well-meaning volunteer, had to assist. But the laws are there for a reason, and I'm very supportive of getting the structures right. The structures
100%.
Exist, they can work. And let's get them right, you know. I absolutely agree with you that committed volunteers, one of our board members uses the word patriots, which I just love.
Yeah.
And where patriots can make a difference. And I think that's something that's incumbent on all of us. However, you know, let's not take the law into our own hands. Let's realize that the law exists for a reason. Let's put pressure on the system to work, which I think is, you know, what's so great about what you're doing. You know, getting people onto your show and saying to them, hey, guys, but we're putting pressure on you to do your job.
Right, it's not for us to go and do a clean-up in Joburg City Centre and pick it up, and all these other organisations are being paid for it. They need to be held to account.
The contracts to do that.
Exactly.
And I think picking up litter is an example where, yes, you know, maybe it's a question of many hands pitching in and putting the litter in one place to pick it up to be more effective, or, you know, to do it, let's say pick it up can manage to do it once a week, but we need it done two or three times a week. Let's help.
Absolutely. Sean, unfortunately, we've run out of time, and I do need to cut this short. But thank you so much for the discussion, and I think quite a few relevant topics, and I would love to take this discussion forward. But Sean Jamie, Chief Operating Officer, Community Active Protection, CAP, thank you for your time.